Persons attempting to find a motive in this narrative will be prosecuted. Persons attempting to find a moral in it will be banished. Persons attempting to find a plot in it will be shot by order of the author.
Tom Sawyer, but I'm Huck Finn just saying. If you did read that book, you'll remember Tom Sawyer and me found some money hid by robbers in a cave. Judge Thatcher, he's about the smartest man in all Missouri. Well, he put the money out at interest. Before I was rich, I used to live in the woods, free and comfortable life. But after we found the money, the widow Douglas allowed she'd civilize me. It was awesome, considering how dismal, regular, and decent the widow was in a way.
Huckleberry, I'll not have you smoking. It's a mean practice and tastes clean. Besides, 14's too young.
Oh, that's the way it was. What with new clothes, Bible reading, selling books, I was ready to cut and run. Well, not she was at it worse than usual.
Huckleberry?
Yes, sir?
Don't squint up like that. Sit up straight.
Yes, sir.
Can't you stop squirming so? Huck Finn, have you got your shoes off?
Yes, sir.
I declare, sometimes I'm afraid you're going to grow up just like your father. Land of Goshen, Huck. You might as well go up to bed. I can't stand your fidgeting.
I sat by the window in my room, just there, and tried to think of something cheerful. At want I used. I got so downhearted and scared that I lit up my pipe. Didn't care if the widow smelled it or not. And the twig snapped down the yard.
Meow. Huck. Huck, here.
That you, Tom Sawyer?
Yep. Come on down the drain pipe. I'm having a meeting by the graveyard. Over here, Huck. Did I see you?
Oh. Who's there?
Blast it, now you're woke again, the widow slave. Come on, Tom.
Who is you? I thought I... the old wind, that's all. That's the old wind howling around.
You went inside. Come on. What is all this, Tom?
We're going to start a band of robbers called Tom Sawyer's Band. Everybody will have to sign an oath. Blood.
And why?
So you won't tell the secrets about who the gang kills and all. If he does, he gets his throat cut and his carcass burned up and has a curse put on him. That's a powerful good oath.
And then the gang kills all his family, too. Well, what about me? I ain't got no family.
You got a father, ain't you?
Why, you can't never find Pap these days. He used to lay drunk with our hogs and the panniers. But he ain't been seen for a year. Wait a minute. You could have the widow Douglas to kill.
I reckon that'd do. He's most family.
What's the line of business for this here gang, Tom?
Nothing much. Only murder and robbery. We're highwaymen, real style. We hold up carriages on the king's highway and kill the people.
Sounds all right. Who do you figure on highwaying first?
I've got secret news for my spies. That a whole parcel of Spanish merchants and rich Arabs with 200 elephants and 600 camels.
Elephants and camels? Wow. I'd sure like to see them.
They'll be encamped in Cape Howard tomorrow afternoon.
Now, wait a minute, Tom Sawyer. That's a Sunday school picnic going to be in Cape Howard tomorrow, and you know it.
It'll just look like a Sunday school picnic. It's really Arabs. It's all done by encampment. If you'd read that book, Don Quixote, you'd know all about it.
Tom, don't you get mad now. But I judge all that stuff as one of your book lies. Maybe you believe in them Arabs and elephants. But I'm going back to my room.
New clothes, Huck?
Pop, how'd you get in my room?
Think you're a big bug, don't you?
Maybe.
Now, don't give me no lip. I'll take you down a peg before I'm through. Getting educated, ain't you? Read, write, too. Answer.
Yeah.
Who told you you could meddle with that foolishness, eh? Who told you?
The widow. She told me.
The widow, eh? I'll learn her to meddle. And looky now, you dropped that school here. You were putting on airs, letting on to be better than your father. You hear, Huck?
Yes, Pat.
I ain't the man to stand it. Now, let me hear you read. Here, take up this book.
Well, General Washington made his headquarters 3 miles.
You can do it. Look at that, a bed and a looking glass and a carpet. And your own father got to sleep with the hogs and the tanyard. They say you're rich. Got money. Have you, hey?
I ain't got it.
That's a lie. Judge Thatcher's got it, and you're going to get it for your old father, or I'll take him to law. Now, come on with me.
But the widow, she...
You were coming when your pap says so? Are you, hey?
Yes, Pap. Pap picked me up river in a skiff, across the cabin on the young man's shore. He spent the time getting drunk and licking me with a cowhide strop. He got right handy with a hickory too, and I was all over welts. He locked me in for 3 days running, then came back drunker than ever.
Call this the government? That's what I said. Just look at it.
Pat, look out for the shore.
Here's the law taking a man's own son away from him. His own son, after I had all expense raised. And me, what should be the richest man in town. That's what I told him. Me lying in the mud in the gutter. Huck, this jug's empty. You've been stealing my liquor.
You've drunk it all, Pat.
There, you see? Call that government when a man can't even keep a full jug? You stay here, boy. Here? I'm going to town for whiskey. And I'm cutting a 3-inch hickory on the way back. I'll learn a boy to say he's better than his pap. When I get back, I'm going to see what color your backbone is. You hear?
So drunk he forgot to lock the door. And I wasn't going to wait for him to come back. I loaded up a trip canoe we'd hauled in. And I took Pat's gun and shot me a wild pig. Bled him all over the cabin floor. It bloodied up the axe good. Stuck some of my hairs on it. I reckon they'd figure robbers got me and dumped me in the Mississippi. And that'd be the end. Then I cut for the canoe, shoved out into the river. Jackson's Island. It was gray dawn by now. There was freckled places on the ground where light had shifted down through the leaves. A couple of squirrels sat on a limb and jabbered at me friendly. I jumped though when I smelled smoke. Somebody had a campfire going on Jackson's Island. I went cross and slow. But not slow enough. I stepped on a twig and it cracked like a rifle.
Who's there?
Jim? That the Widow Douglas's Jim?
Huck? Is that Huck staying here? What are you doing out roaming?
I ran away from Pat, Jim. He's about going to finish me. I fixed it so it looked like robbers got me.
No. Say, that's even better than Tom Sawyer could have done.
Hey, what are you doing on Jackson's Island?
Well, maybe I'd better not tell.
Why, Jim?
There's reason. You wouldn't tell on me, would you, Huck? You promise?
Sure, Jim, I promise.
All right. I run off.
Jim, how come you do a thing like that?
Well, old Widow Douglas, she said she'd never sell me off down to New Orleans. But I heard her tell Miss Watson she's a goner for $800. And I didn't wait to hear no more. I lit out for the river. And I come over to the island. You won't tell, will you, Huck?
I said I wouldn't.
Old Jim can help you, Huck. There now. See them birds? That's a sign it's going to rain. You best find a cable at the island. It's going to rain powerful.
First minute began to run, rain fierce. But the birds were right. Rained for about a week. The river was rising fast. All sorts of things began to pile up on the island. We fished out a big piece of raft. Figured we could use it. Once even a house came sailing down and grounded on a snag. Kim looked inside and came out with some old clothes he found. I put on a calico gown and a sunbonnet. Allowed I'd paddle over to the Illinois shore and find out what was up.
Come in.
Howdy, Mom.
Well, little girl, and what might your name be? That's a considerable way. You better stay here and rest a while. Here, take off your bonnet.
Oh, no. I reckon I'll be going on soon. I'm afraid of the dark, but I did hear there was a murder still here.
That's right. A boy named Huck Finn. Some think his father done it himself.
No. Is that so?
Old Finn come near to getting lynched, but nobody could find him. But now, folks judge it was done by a runaway slave named Jim. There's a $300 reward. My husband's going to look for him as soon as he gets back from town. Somebody saw smoke on Jackson's Island.
Jackson?
Now, here, honey, wind this yarn around your hands like a good girl.
Yes, ma'am. And your husband going over the island?
He went upriver to borrow another gun. What'd you say your name was, honey? Thought you said it was Sarah when you come in.
Well, yes, and I did it. Sarah Mary Williams.
Oh, that's the way of it. Sarah, catch this yarn in your lap, here.
Got it.
Come on now. What's your real name?
What, ma'am?
Is it Bill or Tom or Bob or what?
Please don't poke fun at a poor little girl like
that. Oh, now you sit down. I ain't gonna hurt you. Now, you tell me your secret, son. I'll keep it. But you're a runaway apprentice. Now, tell me all about it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I ran off from a farm I was bound to. It beat me something awful. I've been traveling 3 days.
You're a farm boy, eh?
That's right.
Quick, when a cow gets up, which end gets up first?
Hind end, ma'am.
A horse?
Far end, ma'am.
Country boy, all right. Now, what's your real name?
George Peters, ma'am.
Well, remember it, George. And don't tell me it's Alexander later.
It's George, ma'am.
And don't go trying to fool a woman in that dress. And mind you, when a girl catches anything in her lap, she throws her knees apart to spread her skirt. Don't clap them together the way you did to catch that yarn. Now, trot along, Sarah, Mary, Williams, George, Alexander, and keep out of trouble.
Here, Huck. Here I is in the bush.
Get up and help yourself, Kim. There ain't a minute to lose. We've got to get the raft out on the river. They're after us.
So we floated along, arguing, pleasant life. We figured 3 nights or more and set to Cairo. Then we'd take a steamboat up to 3 states to be out of trouble.
Look sharp, Huck. Cause if we miss Cairo, I'll be back in a slave country again. And no more sure freedom. No, sir.
I don't know, Jim. The fog's pretty thick.
The first thing I'll do in a free state, I'll save my money. Never spend a single cent. No, sir. And I'll get enough and I'll buy my wife off old man Parsons' farm. And I'll buy my children free. When we get to Cairo, I'm going to be free.
Listen,
yes.
Jim. I'm going to be. I begin to get all feverish.
Yes.
And I begin
my...
to think he's most
yes.
free and me to blame for it.
Yes. Now, steal my two children all free with me to the north.
You hear that, Talk, Jim? Here's a scheme. Coming out flat-footed and say he'd steal his children. Children that belong to a man I don't know. And never done me no harm.
That's it. That's Caro at last. I just know it.
It don't look right to me, Jim.
Pretty soon I'll be jumping for joy. And I'll say it's all on account of Huck. How the free man in Huck done it. Jim will forget. No. No, sir. You're the best friend Jim has. The only friend Jim's got now.
We run down river the rest of the night. Jim's straining his eyes through the fog to see Cairo. The mist came in so thick he couldn't even see the lights on the Illinois shore. We asked the fella. He cussed at us and told us Cairo was way down the river. When the daylight came, I dipped up some water to drink.
Look at that, Hook. That's clear Ohio water inshore. Not the old muddy Mississippi.
We went by Cairo in the fog last night. Mr. Clean.
Don't let's talk about it, Hook. Poor slave can't have no luck.
Oh, you should ask again, Jim. I should ask.
It ain't your fault, Hook. Don't blame yourself for it.
Hey, that steamboat's coming pretty close.
You mean to cave off the stern, old Hook? Them pilots don't care about no rats.
Tell the slave, Jim, whoa!
It ain't no use, Hook. James run over just for devilment.
Hey, you! Jim!
Jump!
Talk about bad luck. Couldn't find Jim and Raff till next night. We had to fix the steering seat. And this time, Jim rigged up a wigwam at one end of the raft for bad weather now. 2-3 days, nights slid by, quiet, smooth, and lovely. Then one morning, just as we were getting ready to shove off, we heard a monster shy-eyed of dogs in the woods. Untie the rope, Jim. There's somebody coming through the brush.
Hey there, boy. Wait there. Let us over there. It's a matter of life or death. We ain't done nothing. They'll kill us.
Oh, young man, you saved our lives. I'm sure this gentleman is as grateful as I.
What's the matter? Don't you know each other?
Never had the pleasure. We met on the footpath outside town. That's quite a stride you had, old-timer. How come you was a-running?
Well, I was conducting a little temperance revival, clearing as much as $5 or $6 a night, when one of the faithful found me chummy with a judge. Mm. They had the tar boiling and the rail out, so I didn't wait for breakfast. And you, my friend?
Well, sir, I've been selling an article to take the tartar off cheap. It does take it off, too. And the enamel along with it. I stayed about one night longer than I ought to. Old man, I reckon we ought to double team it.
Sure. Sounds right to me. What is your line, mostly?
Oh, journeyman printer, patent medicine, theater acting, tragedy, you know, mesmerism, chronology, and a lot of others.
What's your line? Mostly doctrine, laying on the hands and such. Preaching a missionary, too. Oh.
Look, I hate to butt in here, but I figure as you're riding our raft, maybe one of you men to keep for a while.
The sweep? Oh, the sweep.
That's right, we take turns.
Hey, I see. Alive.
Well, what are you all asking about?
To think that I should be degraded down to this company.
What's wrong with this company?
Oh, it's all right for you, I guess. Someday I will lie down and my poor broken heart will rest.
Well, what are you heaving your broken heart at us for? We ain't done nothing.
Oh, you would not believe me. The world never believes. Let it pass is no matter. The secret of my birth.
What?
Gentlemen, I have confidence in you. By right, I am a duke.
No. You can't mean it.
I am the rightful Duke of Bridgewater, and here am I, torn from my estate by a usurper, despised by the world, degraded to the companionship of felons. On a raft.
Now, don't cry.
I'll be.
It would make me a trifle happier if you called me Your Grace. Or even Bridgewater, that's my title, you know. And, of course, gentlemen, I cannot do any manual labor.
Well, I guess you can't stand watching, Your Lordship. The other one...
Look here, Bridgewater.
Bridgewater.
I'm a nation sorry for you. But you ain't the only one been snaked wrongfully out of a high place.
Hmm?
I sure have the secret of my birth.
No, look at there. Look,
Bridgewater. Can I trust you?
To the bitter death.
I am the late Dauphin.
The what?
The disappeared Dauphin. Louis the 17th. Son of Louis the 16th and Marie Antoinette. The rightful King of France.
At your age?
And I would consider it a kindness if you would address me as Your Majesty. And naturally, that is, of course, I cannot stoop to menial labor.
Glory, Huck. Ain't it grand to have honest-to-goodness royalty on the raft?
Long to make up my mind that these liars weren't no kings or dukes. But I never said nothing. We kept Your Grace and Your Majesty in them, and everything got along fine. I told him Jim was my property, and I was taking him down to my Uncle Ben's place below New Orleans.
Now, you're sure he ain't a runaway slave?
Would a runaway run south?
How come you travel at night?
Well, folks kept trying to get Jim away from me, saying he was a fugitive. They don't bother us none at night.
Mm-hmm. We'll figure something out about that. Oh, speaking of figuring, my dear Duke, it's time we laid out a campaign.
Well, now, just by chance, my dear Dauphin, I have here in my carpetback several playbills left over from my last engagement in Drury Lane Theatre, London.
You mean theatre acting?
Have you never trod the boards, royalty?
No.
You shall, fallen grandeur. The first good town we come to, we'll hire a hall and do Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, it's all right with me if it pays, Bridgewater. I don't know much about play acting, though. I was too small when Pap used to have them at the palace in France.
Yes, well, do not worry. I will learn you. I'll be Romeo, and you will be his pretty sweetheart, Juliet.
Wait a minute. If Juliet's a young girl, Duke, ain't my peeled dome and white whiskers going to look uncommon odd on her?
Don't worry. These country jakes won't ever think of it. Well, gentlemen, I've been up to the village and had quite an afternoon working in the local print shop.
Working?
Well, in a manner of speaking. I took in $10 worth of advertisements for the town newspaper, sold 3 cut-rate subscriptions. Total, $9. Not counting this jug.
There ain't your paper to take ads for.
My boy, you do not have the proper outlook. And what's more, gentlemen, I fixed it so we can travel in the daytime. Here.
The slave handbill. Runaway named Jim. St. Jack's Plantation. New Orleans. $200 reward.
Yes, this way we can make out we're taking him down for the reward. And here's my masterpiece. Look at the beautiful typography.
Shakespearean revival. One night only.
The world-renowned tragedian Edmund Kean, the elder of the Royal Haymarket Theatre of Pudding Lane, London.
That's you.
Oh.
And David Garrett, the younger of the Drury Lane Theater.
That is me.
In the sublime Shakespearean spectacle, the balcony scene in Romeo and Juliet. Admission, 25 cents. Ladies and children not admitted.
And if that don't get them, I don't know Arkansas. Well, Your Majesty, we got to rehearse some more, and we got to figure out some encore.
Huh? What's in court, Bilgewater?
Never mind, Dauphin. I've got one for you that'll just set the town right back on its ear. Tonight, Majesty, the play's the thing.
We tied up at the next town. The Duke went and hired the courthouse, stuck up the bills. Wasn't much of a town, though. The streets was mostly mud. There ain't been any paint on the houses since Columbus's time. The men stood around leaning on something in the wetlands. They spent most of their time bowing tobacco, like this.
Give me a chaw of tobacco, man.
They ain't got but one left.
Lend me one, Hank. I give my last to Ben Thompson.
You give him one? When you pay me back all the chores, I'll give you ready.
Didn't pay you back once.
Huh? Barry store to back in. Gov back homegrown.
What's that? Somebody's kicking dogs in the cow. Come on.
Let's go see.
Went in that town. Turned out there was a circus in town that day. And about noon, it was quite a crowd. Somebody sets up a holler.
Hey, here comes old Boggs in from the country for his monthly drum.
Wonder who he's going to jaw off this time.
Oh, he never hurts nobody. He's the best naturedest fool in Arkansas, drunk or sober.
Got a jug in each hand. I'm a ringtail alligator and a live-on barmaid. I'm on the warpath, and the price of coffins is going to rise.
Who you after this time, Boggs?
I'll lay all out one at a time. But I'm going to get that Colonel Sherburn first. Where is he? Come on out, Sherburn. You're the hound I'm after. Go. He's a stalking it all wrong me, you hear? And I'm a gonna.
Where? It's the Colonel.
Where he is? I'm a gonna.
Bob, I'm tired of this. I warned you last week not to open your mouth against me.
I don't care. I'm a mean, tough grizzly, and I ain't.
Bob, stand back.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Colonel. You don't want... Now, wait. You ain't gonna shoot.
He killed him.
Old Bob's never done no harm. He's murdered.
We ought to get Sherman.
And I got another barrel of that shotgun. The idea you're lynching anybody. If any real lynching's gonna be done, it'll be done in proper Southern fashion. You'll come at night and bring your mask and plenty of liquor for quick courage. Now get out before I let go of the other barrel.
That crowd just broke apart and went every which way. A colonel either sold his old shotgun marched away. Later on, I see two little children playing ball from the colonel. Shoot each other down. Everybody said they'd done it perfect and gave him pennies. That's the kind of town it was. That night we had our show. They finished Romeo. The Duke made an announcement.
And now for an encore, Mr. Keene will perform the soliloquy from Hamlet.
The what? I'm kind of ham. Now sit still and laugh.
Oh, Billy. Oh, not too bad. That is the question. Tell Burnham, would you come to Roosevelt? But that the fear of something after that Murders the innocent fleet. Cuts off you. The bed, Ophelia. Up, not thy ponderous and marble ghost. Or get thee to an nunnery. Go. Go.
Not bad for a one-night stand, eh, Majesty?
Mm.
Now, shall we return to our boudoir and sample this here imperial nectar?
Well, a judge. Now you're talking, Bilgewater. Give me here.
Huh. Yeah, Jim?
Don't it surprise you the way these kings carry on?
No, I reckon it's in the breed.
But, Huck, these kings aren't regular rascals. That's what they is.
That's what I'm saying. They always, mostly. Take old Henry VIII. I ought to see him when he was in bloom.
What did he do?
He used to marry a new wife every day and chop her head off in the morning.
Ooh-wee.
And they do it as indifferent as if you were odd or nay. Fetch up Neil Gwynn's day. Next morning, wham! Compared to them old-time kings, aren't a bunch of lambs.
I guess kings are kings.
Like to your pipe, Jim?
Oh, thank you, Hook. You know, I was thinking, Hook. I was feeling real bad.
Why, Jim?
Well, it reminded me of the time I treated my little Elizabeth to Andre. She was only about 4 years old, and she took scarlet fever. Then one day she's better. And she's just standing there, and I said, shut the door. And she never done it. Just stood there, kind of smiling. I said it again, mighty loud. Shut that door. But she never paid me no mind. Then I fetched her a slap beside the head. But she just stand there. Just then, long come the wind and slammed the door behind her. Kablam! And she never moved. My breath almost hopped right out of me. Then that door slammed again. And she don't never budge. Huck, I just bust out crying. And I said, Lord God Almighty, forgive poor old Jim. Because he's never going to forgive himself as long as he lives. Huck, that little child, she was plumb deaf. And I'd been treating her so. And now I ain't never going to see Elizabeth again. But maybe, Huck, maybe I'll buy her free. That's what I'll do. I'll buy her free.
We was down south now. We began to come on some trees with Spanish moss, hanging down like long gray beards. The king and the duke were plumb out of money again. Finally, one town that tried selling fortune, but they near got tarred and feathered. Next town after that, they sent me up to buy a jug. When I got back, there wasn't nobody on the raft. Then the king of the duke.
You, looking for somebody, Sonny?
Yeah, then you seen a slave somewhere about, big fella?
Well, sure, they caught a runaway.
No. A runaway?
Yeah. Down to Silas Phelps' place. They're holding him for the reward. You're looking for him?
Nobody got hurt, did they? I mean, when they caught him.
No. $200 reward for him, though. Like picking money out in the road.
Sure is. Wish I had it. Who nailed him, mister?
An old fella. Stranger. Yeah. Sold his chance in the reward for $40 because he can't wait. Has to go up river.
An old fella, huh, mister?
Yeah, old goat with whiskers. That's right, son. Had a handbill with a slave's picture on it and all. Sold him for $40. Boy, if it was me, you'd bet I'd take that whole 200. Yes, sir. It's like picking money out from the road.
Well, there watching the river, thinking till I wore my head sore. After all this long journey, them scoundrels had the heart to make Jim a slave again. And all for $40 dirty. I thought maybe I should write the widow where Jim was, so he could be with friends anyway. Then I started to get around and help Jim help the slave to get his freedom. I couldn't stand that. Then I got to thinking about our trip downriver, and Jim saying I was the only son he had left in the whole world. I figured I might as well be good and wicked. And for a starter, I'd steal Jim out of slavery again. I started over to Phelps, where the fella said they had Jim. I was all still and Sunday-like. When I got there, the dooryard was empty. And off in the slave cabin, I heard a spinning wheel humming. Waning along up and sinking down again. And I wished I was dead, but that's the lonesomest sound in the world. Then suddenly the dog was piling out of the house. Here you!
Get out! Go on, down, Tiger. Come on,
now. Get you. Next noon,
man, the place.
Why, it's you. It's you at last, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Oh, let me look at you now. Why, you don't look at all like your mother.
I don't.
Silence! Silence! Come on out! It's Tom!
Lance,
I'm so glad to see you. Come on out here, Silence. It's your nephew Tom. Come to see us. And I've not set my body for 10 years.
Well, welcome, boy. We've been expecting you for a couple of days or more. Why's your baggage down to the steamboat landing?
I lost it when the boat went aground.
Boy, that's too bad, but I reckon we can fix you up.
Oh, here we are running on, and you ain't told us a word about the family up the river.
And
now you just sit down and tell me everything. Just all about it. Every last thing you can think of.
Well,
the cat got your tongue, boy?
Anon.
Why, son, you're standing like you don't know your own name.
Well, from what I heard, I never thought I'd see the day when I'd hear stuttering and lollygagging from Tom Sawyer.
Well, ma'am.
Tom Sawyer.
By Jim, I almost jumped through the floor. So that's who they took me for. And I told them more about my family. I mean the Sawyer family. And it could have happened in a million years. Then I said to myself, suppose real Tom comes down the steamboat landing and sings out my name before I can throw him a wink to keep me quiet. Well, I was all in a sweat, so I told the folks I had to go down and mail a letter. And there, coming up in the wharf, sure enough, I met Tom.
Hawk, I ain't never done you no harm. What do you want to come back and haunt me for?
I ain't come back. I ain't been gone.
Honest Indian, you ain't a ghost?
Honest Indian.
Looky here. Weren't you even murdered at all?
Nah, I played on it.
Now, weren't that a grand adventure? Yes, sirree. What are you doing down here, Huck?
Listen. You won't tell nobody, Tom. There's a slave here. I'm trying to steal out of slavery.
Huck!
His name is Jim. Oh, we're the Douglas' team.
What? Why, Jim is...
I know what you'll say. It's duty low down business. But I don't care. I'm low down, and well, all I want you to do is not let on, will you, Tom?
Huck, I'll help you steal him.
No.
You tell me where he is.
Well, he's at your Uncle Sally's estate. And that's another thing. I don't know what we're gonna do, but faith in time, Tom.
Well, that is good. But never you mind, Huck. I'll tell him I'm my own brother. Sid, that's me. When it comes to adventure, you just leave everything to me. Look here, Huck. I bet I know where Jim is.
No.
Where? You leave everything to me, Huck. You meet me down by the ash house or after dark, and we'll get started.
Tom. Look at that old cabin, will you? A fortress waiting to be stormed. Too bad there's no moat. Looks like a rickety old shed to me. Hey, that window's only got one board nailed across. That's big enough for Jim to crawl out of.
Well, I should hope we could find a more complicated way than that.
We'll have to dig him out.
What?
Doctor, are you crazy? You could pull that board off in the window with one hand.
If that ain't just like you, Huck Finn. Look, you never read no books at all. Who ever heard of getting a prisoner loose in an old maidy way like that?
All right, Tom. And don't take on. Let's dig him out.
You know, there ought to be a watchman to drag. And a saw to cut off Jim's chain.
Tom, you know right well that that chain's only around the bedpost. Now we got to do is lift the bed.
Nope, we got to do it right. Saw the bed, swallow the sawdust so no one can tell, and when you're ready, one kick and off you go.
But I'll need a rope ladder, Huck. Tom, how you talk. What in the nation would you do with a rope ladder?
Well, I ain't figured that out yet, but he's got to have one. It's in all the books.
Well, I figured Tom knew what he was doing. It didn't make sense to me, though. But he kept talking about the man in the iron mask and Casanova and other book folks. So I just done what he told me to and kept shut. He gave me a list of stuff to get, though. Well, he called it borrowing, because that's what Pap called it. But Tom said it wasn't borrowing, it was stealing.
Don't you know that, Huck? All state political prisoners steal the stuff to escape with.
But Jim ain't no political prisoner. He's nothing but a runaway slave.
You hush up, Huck. We got to get the stuff in the gym.
I'll just rip the board off of that window.
Hold on. Didn't I say we got to dig in? It's regulation.
Well, all right, if you say so.
Get your case knife out, Huck, and start.
Case knife? Since when are you pick and shovel good enough to dig out a runaway slave?
There ain't no other way I read of but case knives, and we've got to do it that way. It may take years and years.
Years? Sure.
Well, one of them prisoners in the Chateau d'If in Marseille, why, it took him 38 years to escape, and he came out in China.
But Jim don't know anybody in China.
Neither did the other fellow. Huck, why do you keep wandering off the main point?
Well, I don't know about them books, Tom, but I'll tell you, Jim's too old to be dug out of there with case knives. He just won't last. I finally talked Tom into using picks, but he said he let on it with case knives to keep the whole thing regular with the rules. In the meantime, old man Phelps wrote to the plantation down in New Orleans that Jim was supposed to have run off on. Of course, there weren't none. Then he begun to talk about advertising Jim in the papers. My blood run cold. Finally, I got time to agree to finish out the plan that night. But Tom, he added one more fancy touch. He wrote an anonymous letter to Uncle Silas, warning him that someone was trying to run off Jim. So, when we came to get the captive loose, blamed we didn't get the warmest reception ever seen.
Tom Sawyer, you and your anonymous letter. Isn't it glorious? He's down under the bush.
Where's Jim?
I'm right here, Huck.
Come on. He's got a cut for the river. Ready, Huck?
I don't like any gunshots.
Let's go.
Jim, here we go.
Yes, sir.
Whoopee! You're a free man again, Jim.
And it was a mighty good plan, Hook. I bet nobody could get up a plan what's more mixed up. Ain't that so, Tom?
Oh, what's the matter, Tom?
You hurt, honey?
Nothing much. I only got a bullet in my leg.
Here, let me see. We got to stop that bleeding, Hook.
We've done it. An elegant escape. Just as
weak as nothing at all. Oh,
that leg don't look so good to me, Tom.
Well, Huck, the way it looked to me, if it was Tom being shot free, and old Jim had been shot, Tom would say, we got to get him a doctor. Never mind about me. That's Tom Sawyer. And that's just what Jim's going to say. If I've got to be a slave the rest of my life, you're going to get Tom a doctor.
Tom argued, but Tim and I was firm. We pulled him in the raft and towed him over to where we could find a doctor. Tom sent me off to scout around before the doctor came. And what did I do but to bump right into Uncle Silas. Shotgun and all. Of course, I lied to him to get out of it, but they took me off home and I didn't know what happened or anything. Till next morning when a wagon drove up to the door with a crowd of men around it.
Oh, Lord,
what happened to you, boy?
Hey, Doc Olden, what's wrong with you?
Hi there, Miss Phelps. Youngster seems to have run in a bullet.
Oh, look.
Yeah, easy, ma'am. Easy. He's all right now.
But here, Aunt Sally. I just limp a little.
And I brought you back that runaway slave.
Yeah, we'll tie him up right this time. Why, I ought to take the life to him.
Nah, just hold on. He's all right. Well, he could have got away, but he stayed on to bring the boy to me. So was like a doctor. He was hiding in the bush. But the minute I said I need help somewhere, out he come, and he was risking his freedom for that.
Well, what I can't figure out is who left all them crazy notes and that rope ladder and the rest of that truck. The slave must have had an army helping him.
Why, no, Uncle Silas. We set the runaway slave free. Tom and me. Good land.
Are you crazy, boy?
We done it. And we done elegant right out of the book, didn't we, Tom?
Well, yes, and we did.
Mercy sakes.
No, I never. Well, anyway, you're safe. We better set him up again and tie him good. Come on, you.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Huck. Tom?
Hold on. You ain't got no right to shut up, Jim. He ain't no slave. He's as free as any creature walks this earth.
What?
Sure. Widow Douglas died 2 months ago and left Jim free in her will. If she said she was ashamed, she said she'd sell him down river. Why, he's as free as you are.
Then why on earth did you work so crazy hard to set him loose?
That's just like a woman. For the adventure of it, that's what.
Adventure?
Why, land's mercy. Silas, if this boy didn't have a bullet hole, I'd have you tear my hide right off of him. Adventure? Oh.
Tom, and I was Huck Finn. Then you should have seen Aunt Sally. Blam. Tom was for the fear of sneaking out to the Indian territory. Having some howling adventures.
I don't know, Tom. Don't sound so good to me.
I ain't got the money to buy the outfit. I figure Pat's drunk it all up by now anyway.
No, Huck. He ain't coming back no more.
What do you mean, Jim?
You remember that house was floating down the river? And there was a man in it covered up? And I didn't let you in? Well, Huck, the dead man in that house, that was your pet.
Well, now I guess there ain't much more to tell about. And I'm rotten glad of it. Because if I'd known there was so much trouble, I wouldn't have tackled it. But I reckon I'll have to light out for Indian territory before the rest of them. Because Aunt Sally says she's going to adopt me and civilize me. And I can't stand that. I've been there before.